Are there any things that you would maybe recommend, Sam, for if there's maybe a church that's trying to reach out to a different cultural group within maybe their same community, specifically as we have an influx in many places of Hispanics who are have immigrated to our area? Anything that can help them maybe show God's love and make people from another culture feel comfortable at their church?
I would make this observation that one of the things I would encourage young guys who are thinking about ministry, and Joe, you may have a thought about this, is to head for the cities. We have typically run away from the cities, and I'm thankful that in recent years there's been sort of a re-emphasis on the need to go to the cities because that's where the people are. And when you get to cities, you're going to find the complex complexity of all of these different people groups that have come together for different reasons. And they're segregated sometimes in different communities. I lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a number of years. It was one of the most incredible cities I've ever lived in. Over 200 people groups in that city of 4 million people. Over 100 major people groups, over 200 languages spoken there, or dialects. And so the Church of God, reaching into that community, I think one of the dangers is that as we try to reach into that community as a church, we try to erase all of the ethnic diversity, and we try to bring everybody in and make everything feel like one. And unity is not uniformity. Unity celebrates that diversity, and I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges for particularly the American church, trying to reach into their cities and into their communities where you have these diversities. You know, my culture, my Hispanic culture, is something that I actually cherish and I actually thank God for. And so when I come to church, I don't want to leave that behind. But I also have to come to church and be a part of a body that's more than just that. And I think any way that a church can recognize that and celebrate that, and then while they're doing that, preserve unity in the body, I think that's the big challenge for churches today. Joe, I don't know what you think. You may have a comment you want to make there.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're spot on. One of the things that we start to promote is the image of God, which is unity in the midst of diversity, not in spite of diversity. And I think when the church understands that God has made us diverse, and that's part of his image and the thing he desires the most, then we should begin to move into that. I think that's important for us to recognize in this day and age.